Don't talk. I hate it when they talk. There isn't anything you want to say right now. I promise you that. You speak only when I tell you to. Is that understood? Yeah, that's it. Nod with me. Good. Good. We're making progress already. Keep this up, and it'll be over quick. I mean it. Might even let you go. It all depends on whether or not you behave. Oh, I know. You're scared. Think you're scared now? Baby, I haven't even brought out my tools yet. Now those things are scary. And sharp. And blunt. But see, sometimes blunt is what you need. I bet you could use one right now, huh? Take the edge off? So nervous. Is it because you think I'm gonna hurt you? Yeah, you're right. I am. But if you don't have anything to hide, you should be fine. And you're gonna be honest with me, aren't you? Because if you're not, I'm going to know that you're lying. And then I'm gonna be really, really fucking upset with you. Neither of us wants that, do we? It's a lot to clean, even with the drains on the floor. And I don't like making work for myself when I don't have to. So, do us both a favor. And choose your words very carefully. Your employer. They're missing product. And they think that you have something to do with it. I'm here to get the truth. And these are my methods of extraction. But, like I said, I'd really rather it not come to that. And it doesn't have to. All you have to do is open your mouth and tell me what happened. Go on. Speak. Honey, AB, what did I just say about lying? I want to believe you. I do. I would hate to cut such pretty face. So please, don't make me have to. I'm sure you are. They always are. Until they aren't. It's just a matter of applying the right amount of pressure. I know, it hurts. Oh, you poor thing. That's gonna leave a mark. You want me to stop? Then tell me what happened. What really happened. And don't bullshit me. Because I'll fucking know. Fine. I'll play along. Let's say you really are innocent. Which I highly doubt, considering the company you keep. Well, if that's the case, then you are doubly fucked, I'm afraid. You know the saying, you can't get blood from a stone. Your employer. My employer. They're up for blood. If they have to crush a couple stones on the way to get there. Especially if it sends a message. They don't blink. It's business as usual. Casualties are to be expected. Don't tell me you were naive enough to think you were special. We both know that doesn't make a difference. Not to them. That being said, just between you and me, it's a lot more fun taking your pound of flesh when you know it's deserved. Yeah, but a girl's gotta eat. Besides, if it wasn't me, it would just be somebody else. Might even be somebody worse. You still have your tongue, don't you? All of your fingers, toes. Trust me, I have the patience of a fucking saint. Shh. It's all right. Shh. Come on. This is nothing. I haven't even moved below the belt yet. And I don't have to. We could stop right now. Right where we are. It's up to you. I wish I could. Honestly. I would love nothing more than to let you walk out of here intact, but you're just not giving me anything to work with, baby. So I've heard. Maybe if you tell me you're innocent a couple more times, it'll stick. This isn't a court of law, sweetheart. Not guilty was never an option. on this business. And when you're dealing with this kind of currency? People have burned down cities for less. So, if I were you, I would start talking. It only gets more painful from here. I don't want to hurt you. I told you that. I just want to do my job. The less useful information you give me, the more I'm going to have to hurt you. How much I have to hurt you is entirely your decision. I want you to let that really sink in. All of this can stop if you just do the right thing and confess. Red looks good on you. You have heard the definition of madness, haven't you? Speaking of which, maybe it's time we switch things up a bit. I'll give you 15 seconds to pick your least favorite finger. Starting now. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. What was that? I didn't quite hear you. Did you say you'll do anything? Well, if you can't offer me answers, then what else might you be able to provide? Whatever I want, is it? Really? It's tempting. You are awfully cute, even under all that mess. Wouldn't be very professional, though. What at? Decisions. Oh, really? You run your mouth like that. You better be prepared to deliver. Because I have a huge appetite. Why would I promise you that? I'm not promising you shit. Especially when the only thing you've shown me so far is how well you beg for your life. No, baby doll. See, that's not how this works. If you want mercy from me, you're gonna have to earn it.